My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Wednesday's Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast. On this, the 6th day of March, 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, right near Lynchburg. Not going to be as warm today as it was yesterday, but still pretty nice, although we should have some showers off and on most of the day. But yesterday, like, it was in the mid-70s, which is just unbelievable. All right, we do have several stories this morning. The lead story today is cabin steward arrested over hidden cameras. Also this morning, post-dry dock Carnival Sunrise. A job opening to test casinos. Around the world in 180 days. Man, that sounds like a movie, doesn't it? Around the world. No, that's 80 days, but still. Utopia sooner than planned. And a passenger sues over a donkey injury. And lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today, folks, take your hat off and put your hand across your heart. Today is National Oreo Day. I've made no bones about the fact that I love chocolate chip cookies, but Oreo runs a close second. So I'm perfectly happy with today being a National Oreo Day. If you're listening via the podcast, welcome aboard. You can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. All right, before we get to our stories this morning, folks, let's talk a little bit about Scoot Around and Will Power Chairs. They are running right now, Will Power Chairs is running the Spring Celebration Sale. You know, Will Power Chairs owns Scoot Around. That's the combination of the two. But this is the Will Spring Collection. Now, all month long, the entire month of March, if you purchase a Model F, now that's the lighter weight version of the chair that I ride. That's the fold-up version. Or a Model C2, like I use, you will receive $250 towards accessories. That's for the entire month. The offer is valid until March 31st. Now, this is good online, or you can call them, either one. But if you do that, whether it's online or call them, and use the code CHILLIE, C-H-I-L-L-I-E. Not only will you get a discount on the chair, but you'll also get the $250 for accessories. Pretty good deal the entire month of March, whether you want a Model C2 like I use, or a Model F, which is the lighter weight version. Call them, folks. Tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit about a deal going on in Las Vegas for scoot around scooters right now, which is okay too. That's Will Power Chairs, Will underscore US. All right. The top story today, folks. Come on, computer. Alvin Joseph Marisol, a Royal Caribbean cabin attendant from the Philippines, was arrested in Fort Lauderdale when Symphony of the Seas returned from her most recent cruise, an eight-day Southern Caribbean sailing that departed from Port Everglades on February 24th. Marisol allegedly placed hidden cameras in a number of staterooms, even moving the cameras on different sailings to film guests who met his preferences, including younger passengers. Even more shockingly, Marisol admitted to hiding under the beds in staterooms on several occasions while guests were reportedly in the shower. Marisol's activities were discovered when a guest found a camera in her stateroom bathroom early on a sailing. She was traveling with two female family members and found the camera underneath the sink. She alerted ship's security department, which immediately took action. Marisol was detained by the ship's security for the rest of the sailing. Marisol began working on Symphony of the Seas in December of 2023 and now faces seven different charges. He remains booked in Broward County Jail without bond. All right. I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And before we get to the next story, folks, I need to point out, just in case I'm having some issues, let me jump over, see if anybody's fussing. I don't see anybody fussing yet. I have had some issues all morning with StreamYard. And it just was acting weird in ways that I couldn't quite comprehend. You know, the countdown clock wasn't there. That's the thing that says, you know, when you got 30 seconds till you go live, that kind of thing. And it just didn't look right. I don't know. They changed something. If they were having some issues, so I'm hoping that I'm live and, you know, everybody can hear me and all those kind of things. All right, before we get to some news today, I said that we would talk about today Cindy and the girls because I missed out on them yesterday. They're on the Bliss, Norwegian Bliss. They got to meet the captain and all the fancy folks there, all the hierarchy. A couple nights ago, they went to Teppanyaki, which that's always such a great show. They loved it, loved the food. It looks to me like they went to the steakhouse last night. This, folks, that's my favorite meal on about any cruise ship. Give me a baked tater loaded and a small fillet, and I'm happy as a clam. Now, they also had a shrimp cocktail. Well, I would have that too. But the base dinner, a small fillet and a baked potato, and I'm happy. And, of course, that's Cindy with an adult beverage. And the girls, they do some poking, adult beveraging, folks. I just thought I'd point that out. Now, Osa got picked as a contestant in the Deal or No Deal show last night after dinner and won $125. How about that? So congratulations to Osa. You know, there was a 7.5 Richter scale reading here a couple days ago, and it took the geological people a couple of days to figure out. Had nothing to do with an earthquake. It was Cindy and the girls were in L.A. And they got tired, and the sun went down, and they said, good night. All right, Cindy and the girls. The other news today is, I don't know if she's going to make it into the chat room or not, but Elizabeth on location gets home today. So we'll be talking to her real soon. I haven't had a chat. I didn't have a chance to check to see if she has messaged me this morning. But she's due home today, so that's pretty cool. All right. The next news story, folks, comes from Carnival. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had on my Carnival Sunrise sweatshirt. Carnival Sunrise recently underwent a multi-million-dollar refurbishment and maintenance dry dock. Following 9 days at sea, the ship returned to Florida early yesterday morning and will embark on its first post-dry dock sailing for the Western Caribbean cruise to Cozumel this afternoon. Sunrise was launched as Carnival Triumph back in 1999 before undergoing a $200 million makeover in 2018 to become the Carnival Sunrise. It was also the last ship I sailed on before the pandemic. So, just a little caveat. How's that? A company is looking for someone to take on an all-expense-paid cruise to test out the casino on the world's newest cruise ship, the Sun Princess. Casino.org has a job opening for someone to test out Princess Cruise Line's largest casino on either a cruise to the Caribbean or the Mediterranean. The casino has 227 slot machines and 13 live table games. The lucky winner will receive an all-expense-paid trip on Sand Princess worth $8,000. It includes a $500 allowance to spend on the cruise and $500 to spend in the casino testing it out. The winner will rate the cruise ship's casino on a scale of 0 to 10 in different areas. They will rate the casino's atmosphere, food and beverages, game variety, staff support, and more. Participants must be 25 years old and have a valid passport. It's open to residents in the U.S., U.K., and Canada. U.K. applicants will need to sail between June and September. USA and Canada applicants will need to sail in October or November. Job applicants will remain open through April the 30th. Speaking of our friend Elizabeth, you know, she just left Oceana. Oceana Cruises has announced an epic cruise from Miami on their newest ship that will sail around the world in 180 days. Maybe we should write a song about around the world in 180 days. Think? Anyway, that's going to happen in 2026. The cruise will visit 100 ports, and at 11 of them, the guests will enjoy overnight stays. Oceana Vista is a 1,200-passenger luxury cruise ship. It'll depart Miami on January 6, 2026, and spend 6 months sailing around the world. During the cruise, the ship will visit 43 countries, 101 ports, 81 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. It will cross 3 oceans and 18 seas. The cruise starts at $59,699 per person for a French veranda stateroom. Among several things that are included in the $59,000 is free laundry. That's pretty good. Maybe they need somebody to go on this cruise and broadcast from around the world for in 180 days. I'd even learn to sing the song. Yeah. Call me Oceana. I'll go. Not for $60,000, but anyway, that would be a wonderful cruise, folks. I'm joking around some, but yeah. And seriously, I would love to do it. Okay. Speaking of a wonderful cruise, just days after Royal Caribbean announced that the second Icon class ship would be delayed on and her first two sailings canceled, the cruise line has just confirmed that the next upcoming Utopia of the Seas will be ready to enter service sooner than expected. A new 3-night inaugural sailing is being offered, and guests booked on what will now be the ship's second sailing will have the option to move up to the earlier cruise if they prefer. Now the first inaugural season sailing will be a 3-night weekend cruise on July 19th instead of a 4-night sailing on July the 22nd. Now, folks, the problem with this is, you know, you have people that made special arrangements, special travel plans, because they wanted to do an inaugural cruise. I mean, the one inaugural cruise I did, I had to make all kinds of advance arrangements. Well, Royal Caribbean's going to help out on some of those situations. And I suppose somebody that's on the 4-day could then book a 3-day and make it a 7-day on Utopia and stay in the same cabin, you know, just spend more money. Maybe this is a trick by Royal Caribbean to get in your pocket more. I don't know. But anyway, Utopia is going to be out 3 days earlier than originally planned. And finally this morning, folks, after being kicked by a donkey while visiting Grand Turk in the Caribbean, a Florida man is seeking compensation from Carnival Cruise Line. Although the man was injured, the social media commentary online suggests that people are wondering who is really at fault in this situation. According to Daniel Goldston, a Florida resident and recent passenger on board the Carnival Mardi Gras, the cruise line is to blame for less than stellar experience in Grand Turk. While visiting the cruise port with his wife, which is owned and operated by the cruise line, Goldston took a photo with a donkey. The animal then kicked him, fracturing his right knee, which he says required multiple surgical procedures to treat. The unhappy cruiser filed a lawsuit against Carnival Corporation on February 16th, accusing the cruise line of negligence. Goldston alleges that Carnival was negligent because the company failed to maintain and operate the cruise terminal properly and failed to install warning signs about the animals and potential risk of harm. Yeah, it's a big risk that a donkey would kick you. He also claims that Carnival knew of similar incidents involving donkeys at the cruise terminal, but it's unclear where that information came from. And the cruise line has not responded publicly to this allegation. On social media, the sentiment among commenters was that Goldston was in the wrong for approaching an unknown animal or must have done something to provoke the donkey. "Wonder what he was doing to the donkey," another one said. "There's no way the donkey kicked him, if it actually did, without being provoked or threatened." Now, there's a couple of things to realize, folks. The donkeys on Turks and Caicos are wild. I mean, they're not all tame. So clearly you need to be aware of that and don't just randomly go up to a donkey and start petting them or anything. Now, yes, some of them are tame, but not all are. Some of them are still wild animals. That's my first thought. The second thought, if the regular donkeys that were there to be ridden and petted and all that kind of thing, they would have handlers there. They would have the tour operators there. I find this a little suspicious myself. That's just me. All right, let's see who's fussing at me over in the chat room today. Mike's with us. Good morning, Mike. Gretchen's here. Hi, Gretchen out in Ohio. Ship the Shores with us. Good morning. Laura's here up in Ottawa. Greetings from Ottawa. Missed you yesterday, Laura. Ship the Shore cruise news. Overcast with a little light snow last night in Vancouver. I'm looking forward to getting up to Vancouver again this year. I love the Vancouver Aquarium. I love the fact that, man, all the taxis up there are handicap accessible, or most of them. I had no trouble getting, and they didn't soak me for outrageous rates either. I'm looking forward to going back to Vancouver. There's also, gosh, I got to look up the name of the restaurant. I forget the name of the restaurant. They have my bourbon. There's one restaurant with my bourbon. And it was right across the street from the hotel I stayed in last year. Is that the Westin, maybe? I don't remember. I have to look those things up before I get up there. But anyway, I'll make Gary Alderson Thurt eat dinner with me there, so I can drink my bourbon on the night before the cruise. I'm just saying. Yeah, speaking of the devil, Gary Olden the Dirt's here. Great weather here in Florida. Clear skies, 78 degrees. Nice. Laura says, "Where are you, Gretchen?" Gretchen's in Ohio. Cayuga Falls, Ohio, south of Cleveland, north of Akron. Lisa Men, hey there. This could be another bomber, folks. Thought my screen was frozen, so I just rebooted and it's fine. Audio and video good, Mike says. That's good. So I guess it was just me being screwy. Can you imagine such a thing? Emily's with us up in New York. I am. Everybody speaking back and forth. Ship to Shore News says hi to Emily as well. Uh-oh, here's another one. Wabina, hi, Daddy. Yeah, I'm not your daddy. Go away. Ship to Shore, what's your recommendation for a hotel in Vancouver pre-cruise? For ease of getting to the port, I'd have to say Pan Pacific Vancouver, as it's attached to the same building as the port. The Fairmont waterfront is a half block away. I can't remember. Can't remember which hotel I stayed at. I have to look that up. I'm hoping Gretchen's going to be joining us on the trip. For more budget-minded days in Vancouver and about a 10-minute walk away as well. Thanks, Sip the Shore. I'll write that down. Or if you want a very special morning stay at the Pinnacle Hotel at the pier in North Vancouver and take the sea bus across the harbor to the seaport and see the ships docked at the terminal. Yeah, that would be nice. Yo, yo, Brooklyn in the house, Eddie. Hey, what's happening, Eddie? Says good morning to everybody. I've never been accused of being budget-minded. Just ask my husband. Yeah, Fred might have a few things to say about that, Gretchen. Todd's with us. Good morning, Todd. There's Steve out in Kentucky. Todd, I'd like to represent the donkey. Yeah, me too, Gretchen. I would want to represent the donkey over the guy that's claiming that the donkey kicked me. That would be a much, much better deal. Ship to Shore says, okay, I got to run. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for the information, too. That's great. Let's see. See you again, Ship to Shore. Eddie says, hey, Ship to Shore, I understand where you are coming from, Chili, about the donkeys. I agree with you. Yeah, well. You know, the donkeys, it's not like a cat or a dog. And I won't walk up to, as much as I love dogs, I'm very careful walking up to a strange dog. You never know when one of those will bite your arm off. So, and yeah, I'm pretty good with dogs. But still, you have to be sensible. And a wild animal, no way. I mean, that's like, crawling over the wall in the zoo and getting in the area with a lion or something. And then you wonder why you get eaten. So, people are weird. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Once again, I'm still hoping to get out and run some errands. I still haven't run errands. And I got laundry to pick up. I need to get a haircut. I need to take the computer in to see if I can get my other computer fixed. I'm using my old computer now, which does fine. I mean, that's the one with the broken hinge. So, but it does fine, except it's slow as I'll get out to turn on and get loaded up. I mean, it probably takes, 5 minutes. From when I turn it on until it's up and run. My new one, the one that's had the audio issues, and I need to replace those little plug-in things. I mean, it's instant on. So, boy, what a difference. Yeah, and I guess it's an old computer. This was the first laptop I had, I think, maybe the second. So how long have the laptops been out there? A long time. And I don't get them very often. My new one's 5 years old or something. 6 years old, maybe. That's my new one. You know me, folks. I'm tight. What can I say? All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for being with me. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so. I'm heading for 10,000 subscribers by next Tuesday. Maybe. All right, guys. Everybody have a wonderful day. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Don't forget, folks, let's go to Alaska, August 14th. Got some openings. Starting to get thin, though. Anyway, let me know. All right. I'll see everybody tomorrow. Y'all have a great day.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.